Good day here at Brookings Radio. We welcome you to Your Legislators, the first show of the year. And we welcome our one incumbent lawmaker, Tim Reed, who's back for another couple of years in Pierre. Tim, good to see you.
Good to see you, Perry.
Of course, on the representative side. First of all, we always start with the budget because you have to, right?
Right.
So how's it looking?
Budget's looking pretty good. And of course, it's more the revenue, not just the budget, but what's the revenue? The revenue is up. That's what the governor had said during his budget address, which was, as he said, one budget. The incoming governor, you know, will definitely put her, some people say they put her fingerprint on it. Some people say she's going to put her handprint on it. So there'll be changes to the actual budget.
But you probably really can't change it that much, right? There's certain things that are just part of it.
Right.
No matter what. And I guess there is some money that's room for moves.
There's a small amount, really,
right.
Because a lot of it is Medicaid, right. Education, all that has to be funded.
Right? And I suppose you could adjust the amount of increase. For state workers or education, for
right.
example.
And the governor had suggested 2.3% increase, you know, for government workers, including teachers, including our professors and everybody that works up at SDSU. Here
although
in
for
Brookings.
Government workers, because of the increase in health care, it's really not 2.3%.
Right.
It'll be about 1%.
Right. There's been an increase. There usually is an increase in health care. Everybody has that, whether you're a state employee or you're in the private sector. And there's also a discussion the governor put out there that it might be time for state employee, the employee, not the rest of the family, to pay a premium. Today, only the family members pay premiums. And he's talking about that they should start paying premiums, you know, if you're a state employee. So that'll be an interesting topic that'll be discussed. If you're going up 2.3% and you consume all that with healthcare, which is also happening in the public or in the private sector, you know, for income. So I think that'll be a discussion. I just know we need to keep up at least with the healthcare. And I'm hoping that the budget does have at least 2.3% in raises for, you know, for our teachers, for government workers, and then also that'll include everybody that works up at SDSU.
I don't think it's any big secret that Pierre is taking a swing to the right this year. Is it going to be harder for things for money like education or state workers or things like that?
You know, it's there's always that fight that the taxes should roll back. And the Partridge Amendment will be a discussion. The Partridge Amendment is where when we went up a half a penny sales tax for increase in teacher pay, as sales tax, online sales tax collection started to become law, when it became law like it has, then that would roll back a certain amount. The question is our sales tax going to go up enough to make sure we can ensure that we can continue to pay right. the teachers, have reasonable raises? And so that, I think that's going to be a big discussion in Pierre. This session.
Do you see any sort of move to roll back that half-cent sales tax increase at this point?
Yes. I mean, Americans for Prosperity have said that they're pushing legislators to actually go to, you know, today once you get a certain amount of money in for online sales
right.
tax, it'll go down. They want it just to roll back basically, you know, a tenth every year for 5 years till you roll back to the 4%. And they have said if the legislature doesn't do that, then they'll initiate a measure to get it done.
Where would you get the money for increased teacher salaries?
Well, as long as our sales tax growth is there. And it has not been.
Right.
Although there is a lot of positives right now in the collection of sales tax because of online sales tax. And Sioux Falls has seen some good increase. My understanding, Brookings has seen some good increase. So it'll be interesting what the state has done.
Right.
But the governor said, "No, well, just be careful with that," which is the right way of doing it. He's very cautious. He's always been very conservative when it came to budgeting for revenues. And that's helped us keep a balanced budget. So we're going to have to see what those monies, you know, when they really come in, what are they?
Looks like nursing homes could end up dominating the early session. It's obviously a big deal right now.
I believe so, and I hope so. It's ridiculous how now they're closing. I mean, we've always really strangled them is a good way of saying it. It's not a good term to use when it comes to money. We, you know, they're losing, you know, some estimates are $35 a day on each patient, and that's a lot.
You can't operate like that.
You can't operate in that. And, of course, we have a high amount of Medicaid of residents in those nursing homes. It's 55% in South Dakota that are there and they're on Medicaid but in Sioux Falls, in Brookings and in Rapid City, you're doing okay because you also have enough mix of private pay. But if those that are on Medicaid start being pushed to the larger cities, that's going to make an adjustment. So it may seem like it's fine for a while as these places close up and they push to other locations. But the problem isn't going away. So I really do. I hope it's the number one issue, and we have to figure that out.
Well, and it's always an issue if you can't find a nursing home for your loved one, somewhere near at least where they live.
They deserve to be near where they live. It also is important for those small towns. I mean, you've taken away schools. Things keep getting taken away from them. Now you're taking away the nursing homes.
Which is employment and, I mean, significant economic activity because of a nursing
home.
Right,
people coming in town to visit, you know.
Yep. Stop. Absolutely.
So yeah, that would make, and you know, being from a district that's in a city, you think, well, that's good for us, but that's not the way I'm looking at this one. This is terrible for the whole state. These that ones that are closing, I hope that wakes up people to realize. And that goes back to our half penny sales tax that we're talking about. Here we're talking about rolling that back, but yet we're closing homes because we can't afford the Medicaid. We can't increase it enough for them to survive.
Including one pretty close at Madison.
Right.
Slated to close.
Yeah. It's all over the state.
Yeah. The top priority for the South Dakota Board of Regents is the needs-based scholarship. Do you think there's any chance of that passing?
I don't know where the money's going to be. Right. And in my priorities, you know, Medicaid and the nursing homes come up first, making sure we can continue to pay teachers and pay those that work up at the university. Then we could see if there's a need-based scholarship. I agree. We're losing out. You know, that there's Pell money that comes with a student, and those students can be going to other places or not going to school at all. And then we're not able to get those funds. Plus, they're not graduating and be able to do work for the jobs that we need right now.
A few bills in the hopper already. Most of them are resolutions. One of them, a subject you know a little bit about, the Mental Health Task Force. There's a bill out there to form a more permanent kind of look at that.
Yeah, actually what it is to create five subtasks because the mental health care is huge. I mean,
right.
The issues are so broad. I thought going in, well, we're going to come up with about five or six kind of fixes and boom, on the way, you know,
no way.
And we just learned that there are five or six areas that we really need to focus on. And so I hope now Governor Noma said, no, you know, not increasing any more of those kind of committees and such. Now this is still just legislative business. So she doesn't have a say on it, but is there a movement in government not to have these kind of extra task force and stuff to take a look at it? But we need to do something, and we need to do it in the next year because this is going to take 2-3 years to fix this problem. The other bill that has been pre-filed is to put 2-1-1 across the whole state, and that'll take money. So that's one thing, is where are we going to find the money for it? But we've seen huge successes with 2-1-1, so people can call in. In Brookings, you know, we have it here in Brookings.
It's in Brookings, yep. In several other cities. Yep. Yeah. Sioux Falls, I think, Rapid. Yeah.
You know, so you're naming the cities that it's in. Those counties then get it, but the other counties don't have it. And when people have mental health care issues, they can call into 2-1-1 and find out, where are the services? How do I access them? We need that statewide.
It's just basically a one-stop shop for all mental health services, right?
Mental health services, you know, social services, just general help. You're moving someplace, you want to find out about the city, you know, you can use 2-1-1 to find out about it.
Another task force bill is with the special education task force. That would take a longer look at it. Obviously, we have issues there with special education.
Right.
Now for some time.
You know, and that's a funding issue. It really is. They made some minor adjustments to make sure that we weren't starving the funds or starving cities that need it. But there are some very special needs that are very, very high cost to school districts, and we have to figure out how to fund those.
All right. We've talked about a few of the things. What would you like to work on this coming session?
Well, there's going to be one issue that's important to Brookings, and that is the co-op, the electrical co-ops. Today, when Brookings expands and annexes, there's a formula in state law that allows you, the utilities, municipal utilities, to kind of purchase that area from the co-ops. And the co-ops are not satisfied with that. And they are going, it's my understanding that they're going to bring something, a bill to change that. And that
they want more money, or just make it harder, or maybe both?
Or just, we're not going to do that anymore.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what it'll be. Haven't seen the bill. That's going to be a pretty important issue.
Right. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and there's a few SDSU things that come up. The 2+2 veterinarian program. Or rural veterinarian program, as it's also called.
Is that the one where they're combining with the University of Minnesota?
Correct. You can spend 2 years here and then 2 years at U of M. Today, the state spends money to hold slots down at Iowa, you know, in their veterinarian school. So now we could do
it here instead.
We can do 2 years here, and then they finish 2 years in Minnesota, and we have reciprocity with Minnesota.
And it's nice because it doesn't require any new buildings or facilities or anything like that.
No, because we've been growing, you know, building up those resources here because of our animal, you know, egg industry that we have here. So I think it's important. And this, again,
it doesn't look like it would be anything controversial.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. You know, you never know if somebody runs into an issue with it. There are some people think, oh, you flood the market with vets. But yet I keep hearing from the ag industry that vets are needed.
That's what they say, yeah, that there's a big need for them.
I think it's
a
positive thing for the whole state.
Very good. January 8th is the day.
That's the day that we get started.
Christy Noem inaugurated on the 5th. Are you heading to the inauguration?
You know, I'm not. I have a few kind of family things.
Oh, no, I understand.
I'm not going to be there for that, so I'm going to roll in on Monday night, and we get started Tuesday. We hear her state of the state address, so we'll get a little more understanding of where she's wanting to go, hopefully a few tidbits on her budget. But then she's got 10 days before she actually gives her budget to appropriation so they can start working through it. So it'll be interesting times.
Well, Tim, thank you for the first Your Legislators show, and we'll be hearing from all three of the Brookings lawmakers throughout the session. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Perry.
Right here at Brookings Radio.